The midterm elections are capturing headlines daily. Who will turn out to vote and who will they support? Red candidates, blue candidates. WHYY's Daryl C. Murphy tapped into a beer lover's scene over the weekend, gathered at the Conshohocken Beer Festival, and asked folks to lay out their thoughts about Election Day.
November 6, 2018 can't come sooner for Democrats still scorned by 2016's presidential election and the nomination of a Supreme Court justice tagged with sexual misconduct allegations amplified the anticipation. That's the case for Jonathan Gorman, a Democratic voter from Conshohocken.
It's probably been the biggest motivator for me, but especially since 2016 with the age of some of the other justices, I will definitely be voting this year.
There have been predictions of a blue wave of voters who will help steer the political tide left, but some among them are hesitant to get to the voting booth. Jessica Boreski of Phoenixville says she needs to learn more about the candidates, but it's a bit too much to keep up with.
Yeah, it's a little overwhelming. You get caught up in your day-to-day life, and I don't think I've followed it very well.
And what is an election season without outspoken, hardcore skeptics who avoid the polls altogether? Sean Becker of Birdsboro refuses to vote in any election. He disapproves of the current state of politics and says politicians don't speak to his values.
Up until I actually believe in somebody to vote for, I'm not going to do it.
Out of 10 or so people stopped for an interview, Jeremy Lackey of South Jersey was the lone Republican willing to go on record. He labels himself a moderate, having voted for both parties in the past. He says for him, it's about
good jobs for the middle class, but I also think we need to educate and move our workforce into areas that'll continue to create jobs.
Some at the festival encourage voting regardless of party. 39-year-old Courtney Kennedy plans to vote with human rights in mind and hopes people look beyond affiliation.
I hope that in our next election that people will put something into feeling and less into just party lines.
For WHYY, Daryl C. Murphy.